Well, this is The Morning. The brand new lineup of arts, wellness, adapted, and youth recreation programs are all set to open up for registration here at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. The new fall leisure guide from the city has been available to look through online, and now you can start registering this morning at 7 o'clock. Amy Kent from the City of Regina now with a few tips. First things first, Amy, where do parents go to set up first?
Go to Regina Recreation online and make sure you have an account set up. Then you can search for your classes, and then for the classes that you want to get registered for at 7 a.m., you want to add those to your wish list.
Okay.
If you're not sure how to do that, there are instructions at regina.ca how to do this, but that is definitely going to make the registration as easy as possible.
Now, I know there are a few newbies that are still trying to understand the process about the wish list, and specifically that wish list, you're suggesting, oh, there's a Saturday morning 11 o'clock swimming lesson, favorite it, if you will, put it on your wish list, and a few others, including maybe another swimming opportunity because you may not get the first one. Is that how it works?
Yeah, you put it on your wish list, and then you pick the one that you really, really want. If that one's full, then your wish list is there, and there's like another quick one that's easy for you to access, and then you can register for the next favorite course. Yeah.
Programs. Let's talk specifics. It's the Fall Leisure Guide. Is there anything fun and new that you think people should be aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some intermediate stained glass art classes, a watercolor class, Neil Balkwell. Those sound really cool. There's also Roblox coding for beginners at the Balkwell for youth ages 10 to 14, which looks really neat. We've got Sports Jam. That's a regular favorite, but we've kind of expanded the groups. So there's a girls-only sports jam. There's adults even. So
what's sports jam?
It's just a mix of different sports. So each week you do a different sport and you learn a little bit about a different sport and just have a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we've got some other adapted classes. So adapted badminton for teens with disabilities, and adapted strength and balance. So a beginner fitness class focused on core strength and mobility. And we've got a Live Well program for adults over 15 looking to improve their well-being in a supportive setting. And that program provides a small group personal training tailored to individual needs. And it's great for anyone looking to gain confidence in a gym environment. And that one's at the Fieldhouse.
Amy Kent from City of Regina. Economics means a lot to people. Everyone's kind of short on cash, it seems, these days. You know, there's the groceries, there's the kids' extracurricular activities coming up. How conscious is the city on this Fall Leisure Guide about the programs, what they cost?
Yeah, we try and keep our costs as low as possible. If there are folks who do need a little bit of extra assistance, we do have an affordable access program that you can apply for, and that will help you out a bit. That information is all on the website, absolutely.
Okay. What is the hottest class that people go for first?
It's swimming lessons, for sure. That's the one that everyone wants to get their children into.
Didn't shock me at all to hear that. How over the years has that evolved? The need is greater all the time for swimming classes. Do you just try to put more focus on those, or what have you done?
Yeah, so we try and program as many as we can, and we watch for trends. So coming out of COVID, we saw that there's a lot of beginner swimmer ones, that there was a high demand there. And as the youth move through, it changes over time. So we watch those trends and then try and adapt and offer the classes where we know there's the biggest demand. So that's how we adapt and try and make the best out of the space that we do have, because we know that it's limited and we can only offer so many lessons. So we try and offer the right ones to get as many people through as possible.
If you're jammed this morning and you continue to go back at the site and swimming is sold out, sold out, sold out, is there hope 3 or 4 days or a week from now?
Absolutely. Wait list for the ones that you want to be on. You might not get a call in 3 or 4 days, but stay on those wait lists. For sure.
Amy, how much of an impact do you think a new aquatic center is going to make on these programs in the future?
Oh, yeah. Like, where it'll open up registration. We're going to be able to offer more lessons. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Amy Kent, City of Regina, I appreciate it. And I know you're going to be busy watching that website here this morning. Thanks for all the tips, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Greg.
Well, what about 3 weeks of summer vacation left before it's pretty much back to school and into the old routine and all those extracurricular activities and the fall classes at the City Leisure Guide offers are coming up at 7 o'clock here this morning. If you missed it, yeah, 7 a.m. this morning, get on the city website if you need those swimming lessons. And it's always the first thing to go, but that's the system we have. Man, it'll be good when the Aquatic Center is up and running and give it a little more breathing room for swimming lessons. But good luck to you if you're on your search this morning at 7 o'clock. Kevin Martell, there he is from the 980 CJME Newsroom joining me. Can you swim, Kevin?
Yeah, I can swim.
Like,
yeah.
Did you take lessons?
No, I didn't. When I was like maybe 4 or 5, it was, you know, that like, here you go. Just go in the water and just kind of experience it. That was as far as I got. And then I just kind of...
I remember grade 7 being pushed off the diving board at the Y. That's how I was first introduced to learning how to swim. And it terrified me. And I can barely swim at all right now.
I just kind of picked it up through the years. I wouldn't say that I'm...
Well, you're like that. You know, you live
swimmer.
And you learn, Kevin.
Yeah. Thanks, Alanis.
Oh, if anyone got that one, Kevin, that was a special treat. Let's just have a look at the Red Sox last night. I so badly wanted them to end the berries at Curry Field, which had a great crowd.
1,700, a little bit more than that, according to the website. But yeah, as you mentioned, they couldn't squash those berries, losing 8-4 last night. Remember, Saskatoon, record-wise, was the best team in the league this season, setting a record for wins with something like 46, I think they ended up with.
So now, game 3 tonight?
Game 3 tonight in Saskatoon.
Okay, and if they can win, if the Sox can win, they go on to play not Okotoks, who for years is to, you know, just reign supreme. Sylvan Lake beat them last
Sylvan
night.
Sylvan Lake, yeah, you're right. And Okotoks, you talk about Okotoks, and I was just making a comment in the news from yesterday off air. I said, man, it seems like Okotoks wins every single year. I went back, and they actually have won the last 3 years in a row.
Yeah. They wanted to four-peat this year, but no.
Not this year. They always have a good squad, but but no. By the way, as I was doing a little bit of research, it looks like the last time the Red Sox have won the league championship, 2012, Greg, so we're overdue.
Well, pull your head out of those history books you've been studying, and let's look at something else. Oh, look at the Riders. They're over 30,000 tickets sold now. This is going to be sold out, I think, by Saturday, shouldn't it?
It should be, yeah. I mean, that's you're hearing that this morning in the buzz with Jimmy Nine Locker. This game should be sold out. You have the two best teams in the CFL. The Riders are 7-1. Hamilton is the best team in the East right now. Should be a barn burner.
Okay. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom, also monitoring this this story out of the east corner of the city here. A little girl recovering from a gunshot wound.
Yeah, this one was scary when you hear the details. So this was in the Eastview neighborhood on Edgar Street, and police are saying that several gunshots hit this home. And of course, this little 11-year-old girl is inside. She was hit. Now, we don't know the status of her right now. She was in hospital the last that we heard. We don't know how she's doing, what kind of recovery phase she is in, if her life is threatened at all through this. We don't have that update. We're trying to get that information this morning. But, you know, it certainly is a scary incident. And the other thing that we don't know at this time is if there's a suspect. Police haven't said anything about anybody being arrested at this time.
Okay. Well, it's kind of crazy because, you know, when you hear their story, the first thing you think is, okay, the gunshots, you know, the spray of bullets could have gone elsewhere. More could have happened here, but
you never know.
It's a frightening little story.
You never know with bullets. I mean, I've covered cases in the past where some homes have been mistakenly targeted. I mean, sometimes you will have a neighbor's house that gets caught in the crossfire as well. Maybe a bullet goes through the window and hits another. So, I mean, it certainly can be scary, you know, for those who live in that neighborhood. And we're hearing that this morning in our news.
Well, and before I break, just to on the lighter side a touch here, I expect the internet to explode even further because over the last 12 to 14 hours it has because of Taylor Swift. Last night, there was a little teaser that she was going to be on the Kelce Brothers podcast, New Heights. And sure enough, she teased a new album is coming.
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay, what do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS-12!
Yeah.
They seem quite excited, Kevin. Are you?
I feel like this is already going to be the top selling album of the year.
Well, and they didn't even announce the official release date yet.
Yeah.
Some say it's probably October, but it's Taylor Swift. She's done it again. And that New Heights podcast with the Kelce Brothers,
yeah.
She Is the Guest airs 5 o'clock our time tomorrow. That is going to break the internet. It will, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. People love all those people.
All right. But I just don't sense you're going to be buying the album.
No, well, I don't think I've ever bought a Taylor Swift album. I will certainly listen to it through life, right? Life will just find a way to have me listen to it. So there you
all
go.
All right. Kevin Martell, Living Life Large from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It is 6:57 coming up. After the 7 o'clock news, Regina Fire Marshal Dallas Thompson's going to stop by. There have been a few $300 tickets handed out to those with a fire pit that's kind of gotten out of control. Some tips to save you from getting such a ticket coming up after the 7 o'clock news.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Well, it seems Regina Fire Protective Services are wanting to remind you and me and the rest of us about being a little more safety-minded when using a barbecue or a backyard fire pit. Dallas Thompson is fire marshal and joins me now with a few tips to avoid a mishap or maybe even a $300 fine. Thanks for being here, Dallas. So how often do you get calls in the summertime for barbecue or fire pit assistance? Is it really that often?
It's one of our common calls. I wouldn't say that our numbers are any higher than they were in 2024. Right now, for example, we're at about 126 calls of service for fire pit calls. And last year at this time, we were at 120. So,
well, when you show up, what are you discovering?
Typically what we're seeing when we show up is, I would say our top three that we're seeing is people are burning stuff in non-combustible receptacles, and they're also burning the improper material. So they might be burning garbage, they might be burning dimensional lumber. And then the other thing that we see is common is people are placing their fire pit too close to something combustible, such as a garage or a fence or a deck.
Are you showing up and the garage or deck might be on fire and that's why the call came in?
It does happen. Typically, we'll be there well in advance and can catch it before and kind of educate them and correct the issue.
Dallas, are people calling you that have started the fire or are the neighbors calling you normally?
It's kind of both. So I would say majority is it's concerned neighbors, whether it's smoke bothering them or they can see that embers are flying out. They don't have a screen. They're concerned about the fire pit's too close to something. So it's usually, I would say it's a mixture of both.
Let's go back to one of your original points. They're guilty of not using proper fire pit, or what is it?
Yeah, they're not using the proper non-combustible fire pit.
What does that mean?
So that means what we want to see is they want to be constructed to play concrete, brick, or metal.
When it comes to fire pits, if you violate the rules, you can be fined. Where do you get yourself into trouble that you might get written up?
Typically, first off, what Regina Fire tries to do is we try to work with the resident and educate them. That's the first step that we do before we issue any type of fines. But if we show up and they're non-compliant and they don't want to listen and they don't want to work with us, then we can issue a Regina Fire bylaw ticket for $300 per offense. So that could be, if you're not using a combustible receptacle, that's a $300 ticket. If it's too close to combustibles, that's another $300 fine. So each offense comes with a $300 fine.
Dallas Thompson's my guest, Fire Marshal. You mentioned, too, that often you don't realize that it is affecting your neighbor. But what is the neighborly thing to do when it comes to fire pits?
Well, the neighborly thing to do would be to follow the fire pit regulations and the fire pit rules. And you want to make sure you're using the right receptacle. You want to make sure you're burning seasoned wood, manufactured logs or charcoal. You don't want to burn leaves or twigs or garbage. That's what produces the smoke. You want to be supervising those fire pits at all times with an adult. And you always want to have something to extinguish the fire within reach, such as a garden hose or a bucket filled with water. Real important one, too, is to follow the timelines as well. No fire pits between the hours of 1 a.m. and 12 p.m. noon.
Good to know. Hey, Dallas, really quick, lighten up a barbecue. Do you have any calls? People have mishaps with their barbecues. Any advice there?
Yeah, we do respond to barbecue calls for sure. The rules and I think just reminders for people would be to only use barbecue outside, never indoors or in a garage. Barbecue should be on a solid surface away from trees and structures. You want to light the barbecue with the lid open. Always turn the gas cylinder off when you're finished barbecuing. And never store a propane cylinder indoors or in a garage.
Does that include the little green canisters we use for camping?
That would be safe practice, yes.
Well, Dallas, you've enlightened us a lot about fire pits and barbecue safety. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it almost always comes down to pitching. And tonight, the Regina Red Sox need a hero in that form, I would think, to beat the Saskatoon Berries because they lost last night more than 1,700 people at Curry Field. That's awesome to see that size of a crowd. Unfortunately, the Berries won 8-4, series tied at 1 now, and it goes in Saskatoon tonight. That's where we sent Evan Bray to represent 980 CJME.
I'll be there.
You'll be cheering
I'll be
loudly.
In the stands. That's right. My son and I are going to the game tonight. It should be a good one.
Now, your son, because he lives there, is a full-on Berries fan.
Oh, he's got all the swag. He's got all the Berries, the hat, the shirt, you name it. So
I hope that you'll take him down a notch as you cheer.
Well, listen, I'm trying to be neutral tonight, you know.
Are you really?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, that'll
be fun. If he gets a bit obnoxious, I might have to put him in his place.
All right. Well, look, hey, a lot of people in Regina this morning are talking about this shooting in Eastview where an 11-year-old girl was shot after multiple shots were fired at the home outside of the home. Like, should the community still be concerned? Police haven't made any arrests yet, from what I can tell.
Yeah, you know, that's the tough thing about this, to know, was it targeted? Obviously, the house was targeted, but the shots, you'd like to think an 11-year-old is not shot on purpose. Was it, she was shot accidentally while shots were being fired in the house? No details have come out on this. I've been trying to dig even my sources inside the police service, but nothing yet. But yeah, it's such a tragic event.
Certainly is. I know coming up on your show, you're going to dig into whether or not Canada's military is in good shape.
Well, you know, Prime Minister Mark Carney recently announced a fairly significant wage bump for the military, which for frontline military is long overdue, Greg. The military in our country are paid very poorly. They have terrible pensions. So if you want to try and do some recruiting and attract new people, you've got to do something about the compensation. So I've got General Rick Hillier on the show. We've had General Hillier on before. He's, of course, former Canadian Chief of Defense Staff. Is that going to be enough? We'll talk a bit about that. Also, we have seen a couple of stories recently. Global News just had another one last night where there's some extremist behavior among some of the military personnel. We saw those two or three officers recently trying to form a militia in Quebec. Is this a problem that permeates the military? And how do you guard against that when you're recruiting? So that's part of what we'll talk about with the general today.
On the lighter side, I know you're in Saskatoon studios here this morning. And for a few days, you're going to Delisle on Friday night. What's going on there?
Well, they've got their big sports dinner. This is a great event. I've been to it a couple of times before. They always bring in NHL stars, NHL greats, get them to talk, and of course it's a fundraiser for the town of Delisle. It's happening on Friday night. I'm proud to be there as the MC. The two of the players that will be there on Friday night are joining me on the show today at noon. Kevin Killer Kaminsky, who, of course, you'll remember, he wasn't shy about Chuck and Knuckles out on the ice. And Matthew Barnaby, who is, one of the biggest agitators on the ice. There's lots of stories with Barnaby through the years. He played with multiple different teams. Both of them will be joining me on the show today at noon.
Okay. And it begs the question, have you been to the ultimate celebrity sports dinner? Like, who would be on your list if you could choose the guests yourself?
Well, one of the very first times I went to Delisle, for their sports dinner. They had a bunch of New York Islander greats. They had Billy Smith, who, of course, was one of the most dynamic goalies the Islanders ever had. They had Brian Trottier, and they had Chico Resch, who is not only another well-known NHL and Islander goaltender, but he was from Saskatchewan. So that was right up there. I've seen Mike Bossy. I've seen Bob Bourne. I've seen Clark Gillies. A couple of those fellows, of course, have since passed. But you know me, Greg. I'm a diehard Islander guy. I mean, I would never turn down the opportunity to see Wayne Gretzky, which I know you would be in line for tickets for as well.
Yeah, that would be ideally mine. And yeah. You know who, and I know he was in Saskatoon, I think, last year. Chris Pronger is actually pretty entertaining.
Is that
guy.
Right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him speak, but there are, I mean, sometimes it's not the biggest superstars that are the best and most entertaining speakers. You know, you think about Bobby Hull, for example, who it was a great hockey player, but his brother Dennis is the awesome. More entertaining speaker. Yeah. So it's always good. It's
All
always
right. good. Thank you, Evan. Evan Bray back here at 8:30. CJME News Time now, 7:27.